It's really interesting to see how many young people are learning about cryptocurrency, blockchain, and digital assets outside traditional classrooms.
Right. A recent OKX survey shows that many students are eager to understand these topics, but formal education systems aren't always providing enough structured guidance.
So instead of waiting for a course to appear, students are turning to social media, YouTube, podcasts, online forums, and digital communities to fill the gap.
And that shift matters because crypto is no longer just a niche subject for tech insiders or speculative traders.
Exactly. It now touches finance, business strategy, technology, law, regulation, and even everyday payments.
For many students, understanding crypto is becoming part of basic digital literacy rather than an optional specialty.
But universities and business schools are still slow to respond.
The core issue is a mismatch between demand and supply.
Students want to learn how blockchain works, how decentralized finance functions, how digital assets are created, and how these technologies might reshape whole industries.
That demand makes sense. Many employers, including banks, tech companies, consulting firms, and startups, increasingly expect familiarity with digital assets, tokenization, and decentralized systems.
But formal education hasn't kept pace.
One review found that only about 28% of accredited U.S. business schools offered blockchain courses.
That's low, especially given how often crypto and blockchain come up in business media, investor discussions, and professional conversations.
In effect, much of business education still treats crypto as a minor topic, if it addresses it at all.
Because of that gap, students who want structured learning are often forced to piece things together from fragmented sources.
Some take online courses, read white papers, or follow industry newsletters.
But many rely heavily on social media, where information can be fast, informal, and sometimes misleading.
Social media became the classroom because it's accessible and immediate.
A student can watch a short explainer video, join a Discord community, follow a finance creator, or read a thread analyzing a new protocol.
There's no tuition fee, no enrollment deadline, and no need to wait for a university to update its curriculum.
For a generation accustomed to learning through digital platforms, that feels natural.
There's also a cultural reason. Crypto has historically grown through communities.
Early adopters shared knowledge in forums, chat groups, and conferences.
Social media expanded that model, allowing students in smaller cities to access the same conversations as those in major financial hubs.
When formal institutions move slowly, that openness can be empowering.
But the same accessibility that makes social media useful also makes it risky.
A lot of crypto content online comes from creators whose incentives aren't always aligned with learners.
Some provide clear education, while others promote tokens, use hype-driven language, or oversimplify complex ideas.
For students without strong foundational knowledge, it can be hard to separate genuine education from marketing.
Informal learning can work for basic exposure, but it often lacks structure.
A university course, even if imperfect, usually provides a sequence: definitions, readings, case studies, assessments, and feedback.
Social media rarely offers that same consistency.
A student may understand a market update or a popular narrative, but still struggle with fundamentals like cryptography, incentive design, tokenomics, regulation, and risk management.
That matters because crypto isn't only about price charts.
It's a technology stack and an economic system.
Understanding it requires more than knowing what a coin is or how to buy and sell it.
Students need to understand consensus mechanisms, decentralization, smart contract vulnerabilities, regulatory differences across countries, and how digital assets fit into broader financial planning.
Without that depth, the risk isn't just confusion.
It can lead to poor decisions.
A student who learns crypto only through hype-driven content may enter the space with unrealistic expectations.
They may chase narratives instead of understanding underlying mechanics, ignore security practices, underestimate volatility, or fail to recognize scams.
In a fast-moving industry, those mistakes can be costly.
The solution, though, isn't to dismiss social media as a learning tool.
Students are already using it, and in many cases, it's where the latest ideas are being discussed.
The better approach is for institutions to meet students where they are while adding structure, credibility, and critical thinking.
Business schools could integrate blockchain and crypto into core courses rather than treating them as niche electives.
Accounting programs could explore tokenized assets and digital ledger systems.
Marketing programs could study how Web3 communities build brand loyalty.
Finance programs could examine how digital assets interact with traditional markets.
Law programs could cover regulatory frameworks, investor protection, and cross-border issues.
Practical learning is also important.
Crypto is an applied field, so students benefit from building small projects, analyzing real protocols, studying token launches, or simulating portfolio decisions.
Case studies are especially valuable.
Examining both successes and failures helps students understand that the industry is experimental, competitive, and still evolving.
The most effective path is likely a blend of formal and informal learning.
Formal education can provide frameworks, accountability, and critical thinking.
Social media and online communities can provide speed, peer discussion, and exposure to current trends.
The challenge is teaching students how to use both responsibly.
That means media literacy is just as important as technical knowledge.
Students need to learn how to evaluate sources, understand conflicts of interest, verify information, and recognize when a claim is based on data rather than speculation.
They also need to understand that crypto education isn't a one-time lesson.
The space changes quickly, so continuous learning is essential.
For educators, the goal isn't to teach students every token or every new app.
The goal is to teach them how to analyze new ideas critically.
That skill will remain useful even as the technology evolves.
Educators need to stay current without chasing every trend.
The bigger picture is that student interest in crypto is a sign of both opportunity and disconnect.
It shows that the next generation is interested in digital assets.
It also shows that traditional education hasn't yet positioned itself as the first place students go for reliable crypto knowledge.
If institutions continue to lag, the educational gap will widen.
Students will keep learning from the most accessible sources available, and those sources won't always be the best ones.
On the other hand, if schools and businesses adapt, they can help shape a more informed and responsible generation of crypto users, builders, and professionals.
Ultimately, crypto education shouldn't be about creating hype or producing traders.
It should be about building understanding.
That means teaching how the technology works, how the markets function, how risks are managed, and how these systems may influence the future of finance and business.
When students have access to clear, structured, and honest education, they're better equipped to participate in a digital economy that is only growing in importance.